Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the major news, I got an interesting email over the commercial break. Somebody observing that as the European media start talking about what's going on in Ukraine, some of the commenters have come up with a new nickname for the leader of the junta in Kiev. They're calling him Petrodollar Poroshenko, which sort of rolls trippingly off the tongue. It's rather euphonious. And certainly very, very appropriate, because that's what all of these wars are about, the petrodollar and Bretton Woods here. Now, down in Iran, as you know, they're starting to write the final draft of the P5+1 deal, much to Israel's unending annoyance. And there are parties that are still, at this late hour, trying to find a way to throw a monkey wrench into this deal. And Iran has now censured the International Atomic Energy Agency for its failure to abide by its previous agreements with Tehran. And they're going back to that February 2014 Framework for Cooperation agreement between Tehran and the IAEA. And apparently the IAEA has not complied with the agreements in that document. And they continue to stall and stall and stall and saying, we want more, we want more, we want more. And this is an issue because apparently today the IAEA is supposed to release their latest monthly report on Iran's nuclear energy program, and whatever is in that report will have a significant bearing on whether they can move forward on this final deal or not. So everybody's playing games over there. Now, down in Libya, I'm not hearing a lot about that, but things are going very, very badly there as well. Over at Global Research, they have an article, Libya coming full circle, you know, when a deemed conspiracy theory becomes reality. And it's basically talking about how following the invasion and conquest of Libya, the murder of Gaddafi, the destruction of their state central bank and the gold dinar, and the forcing of a private central bank on them, that life in Libya, which was actually quite comfortable under Gaddafi, could be described very much as a hell on earth right now. And apparently a gentleman named Eric Dreitzer wrote an analysis, Benghazi, the CIA, and the war in Libya, basically shows that whatever objective was attained by the conquest of Libya, it has brought nothing but pain and suffering and misery to the ordinary people of that country, which is part of the pattern. Every time the United States goes in and regime changes or invades a country, it's great for the oil companies, it's great for the bankers, and it's terrible for the people until the people finally say, I've had enough, and they fight back. And right now in Libya, their installed U.S. proxy government is not in control of the entire country. And if Iraq, if the people of Iraq take their country back, it's just going to build momentum for all these other countries to do exactly the same. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, all of these U.S. invasions and wars and regime changes has created a huge refugee problem. And the United Nations Agency on Refugees announced that the global population of displaced people has surpassed 50 million. These are numbers that have not been seen since World War II because of U.S. aggressions, regime changes, covert overthrows around the world. 50 million human beings have been driven from their homes to seek shelter elsewhere. It's another indicator that, yes, we are indeed in the opening phases of World War III. Now, as we mentioned before, talking about the economy, and actually, we're going to go ahead and open up the phones at this point so people can call in and talk about total irrelevancies without feeling I'm trying to stifle their creativity here. But getting on to the economy, Britain is signing that yuan clearing deal with China next week. And as of next week, British pounds will be directly exchangeable for the yuan, bypassing the U.S. dollar. Now, I'm sure the U.S. government is screaming at the British government, you can't do that. But I'm sure the British government is saying, you know, under what possible pretext could you come into Britain and try and overthrow or conquer us to put us back on the dollar? You can't do it. We're all buddy-buddy here. You have absolutely no way of forcing your will on us. Nobody's going to buy that the U.S. has to go to war with Great Britain. Haven't had a reason to go to war since the War of 1812, and that, too, was being driven by the money junkies. So the process of de-dollarization is continuing, and even Great Britain is moving away from the U.S. dollar. Now, the International Monetary Fund has asked, or is about to ask, the European Central Bank to embark on a program of quantitative easing, where the ECB will just create money out of thin air and use it to do bond purchases, supposedly to stimulate growth. After all, look how well it worked here in the United States of America. We've had, you know, months, years of quantitative easing. And it's just worked out absolutely fabulously for the money junkies. Hasn't done very well for the people, but hey, you know, we don't rate in their calculations here. Another article over at Investment Watch blog, the Fed's illusion of prosperity is breaking down because that illusion of prosperity is based on instantly created money out of thin air and the continuing extension of credit. It's like somebody who's got 20 credit cards and he just maxes one out, then he puts that bill on the next credit card and that's maxed out and he moves it on. That's not being prosperous. Not at all. It's a good illusion. You look like you're doing really well. And that's how the Federal Reserve has been propping things up on Wall Street. Speaking of which, Wall Street's probably going to have their Friday happy ending, but not by much. There was a huge surge in volume at the opening bell, something like four times normal, and it looks like the PPT was trying to get the market on an uptrend. And it was for a while, but it's starting to trend down a little bit. It's in the green, just barely in the green, and I'm sure they'll keep it there because it's traditional in this country to manipulate the stock market, so it ends in the green on Friday so that all the money junkies can have a nice relaxing weekend here. Getting back to the topic of really bad editorials that should not have been written in the first place, such as Dick Cheney's did, Steve Forbes did an op-ed in the Washington Post about how everybody ought to be thanking the billionaires for this golden age of philanthropy and social justice, and apparently the backlash against it bordered on outright fury because we don't see a lot of philanthropy coming from the billionaires. In fact, we see a lot of tinkering and meddling, such as Bill Gates with his vaccine agenda and population control. That's not philanthropy. Now, over in Bulgaria, their fourth largest bank has been seized. Didn't get a lot of coverage on this. Apparently, there was a run on the bank, and the bank was insolvent, had to be seized by the Bulgarian Central Bank. The Bulgarian people are thinking about getting all their money out there, and the central bank in Bulgaria is out there saying, you know, let's not tear down our house. And I think the Bulgarian people are saying, yeah, let's tear down that house because it's the big plantation mansion that holds the rest of us slaves. So this awareness of the evils of private central banking is spreading like wildfire throughout the population of planet Earth. And there really is no way to get the population of Earth to go back to believing in Santa Claus and how the bankers are our friend. And we know that these money junkies, they're just totally deranged. Remember when Lloyd Blankfein was out there saying, I'm doing God's work? Is God's work taking away the homes of people because the bankers messed up the mortgage-backed security fraud? Doesn't sound to me. Now, there's another story very alarming, a YouTube video that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has informed banks it has the authority to inspect on demand any safe deposit box in the United States of America. It's another reason to stop doing business with the banks, and whatever valuables you have, you keep them under your control. Because now the DHS wants to go in and look at what you've got in your safety deposit box. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I guess those propagandists who wanted to call into the show and drag me off topic are throwing a tantrum because my server at whatreallyhappened.com is now being hit with a DOS attack. Oh, they are such children. We're going to take some phone calls here while we try and sort out what's going on over there. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'd like to get back to Iraq and this report about the depleted uranium. Actually, Dr. Christopher Busby, a nuclear biologist, went over there, took samples of people's hair, not only depleted uranium, but enriched uranium was found. So these people in Fallujah are living in this nuclear biological and chemical soup, which will not only go on killing them for many years and deforming them for many years, probably several million years.
Billion.
Billion, yes, should I say. I got that wrong. Yeah, so,
no.
so the actual crisis in the movements of these huge numbers of population to avoid these conflicts is not the be-all and end of it. This depleted uranium has been used in Yugoslavia, in Libya, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and it's poisoning the planet.
Oh, it absolutely is. The half-life of depleted uranium is 4.5 billion years. And the problem is, when you're handling it in its metallic form as the munition, it's dangerous, but not too. It's when it is employed, and it hits the target, and it vaporizes into this uranium dust, uranium oxide. And it's a very fine particle, and it falls to the ground. And when the wind blows, and you know how bad those sandstorms are in Iraq, in the Middle East, it blows everywhere. And the real problem is not that you're exposed to the radiation, but that you will inhale or ingest one of those particles, and it will lodge in your body permanently. And from then on, it's constantly irradiating you until you start developing serious medical problems.
Well, actually, a study was done in Britain, and about 6 to 9 months after that battle in Fallujah, there was noticed an increase in radiation in London and Britain.
Well, what they did is they took some of that radiation, the particles, the particulates that they trapped with wind traps in Europe, and they ran them through a mass spectrometer to determine exactly the isotopic content, and it matched that of the U.S. depleted uranium weapons.
Even in Barbados now, we've got a demonstration against the government. But I wanted to go on to a different subject.
Okay.
The United Nations have elected an Israeli to the leadership of the Committee on Decolonization. This is like electing the leader of the apartheid regime in South Africa to head the Committee on Anti-Racism.
You know, that's like hiring Jeffrey Dahmer to investigate if there's cannibalism up in Milwaukee.
I mean, this is absolute nonsense.
It is. It's absolute complete nonsense.
I mean, it discredits the UN. It discredits everything. It's just beyond the pale.
It is a complete joke there. It is a complete joke. Okay, we're going to... I'm sorry?
You get on.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, John. We're running out of time in the segment. I want to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, Ukraine, that report, there was a border guard supposedly killed from the artillery shelling of the border crossing.
Was killed. I heard wounded, but I guess may have died of the injuries. But the point is, somebody in the Kiev forces... is close enough to the Russian border to uncork on that border crossing. And again, I think it is definitely that Poroshenko, petrodollar Poroshenko, is trying to provoke Russia into some kind of an overt act, like coming after the artillery position, which is on Ukraine's side of the border, and then Poroshenko could say, Russia's attacking, and the U.S. would say, oh, yes, we're off and running.
Russia and China will, if they get... They'll only do it at a time of their choosing. You know, they're strategic experts. So, I mean, this country can pull all these stunts we want, but it'll be a time of their choosing. And when the Russians go over the border, the world will know.
That's absolutely true. It's like the other week when they were saying 3 Russian tanks had come across the border into Ukraine. It's utter nonsense. Putin's not that stupid. And if he was that stupid, it would be a heck of a lot more than 3 tanks. But Putin understands. Putin isn't interested in conquering Ukraine or Europe. You know, he's building a solid manufacturing and agricultural economy, and all he's trying to do is to simply prevent the United States from coming in and telling him how to run his country. And that's a sentiment that's growing among the rest of the world. Putin doesn't have to do anything militarily. He just has to sit back and wait for the U.S. system to continue destroying itself. If Putin decides he needs to act against the United States, all he has to do is convince all of the 80 nations now aligned with BRICS to drop the U.S. dollar at the same time, and the party's over, and Russia will not have had to fire a shot.
This goes back to what you're saying. You should have no money in your savings, only enough in checking to cover your bills. They can take any time they want. They can take your savings any time they want, and there's nothing you will be able to do about it because it's all pretty much digital.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
you need to get gold and silver, even if you can't afford, you know, ounces. There's grams. There's just to cover, you know, to cover for insurance. I keep saying that, and, you know, people should not wait till last minute because by then it'd be too late.
That's true. I mean, gold prices are on the way up right now. So, you know, the time to buy is now before they go up even more. But if you can't afford gold, and by the way, if you want to buy gold and silver, you know, go over to Republic Trading Group, Republic Trading Group, Republic Trading Group. They'll take care of you. If you can't afford those kind of large purchases, you can go out on eBay and search for something called junk silver. And these are the pre-1965 U.S. coins that had real silver content in there. And it's a way of investing in silver. These are coins that do not have collector's or numismatic value, which is a matter of fashion, and you can lose your shirt trying to buy and sell on numismatic value. But these are just, you know, they're worn, they're not in good condition, but they still have silver in them, and it's a good way of starting to build up silver. And after the Federal Reserve collapses, these pre-1965 coins are going to be uniform units of value recognized, and it's just going to be a very good way to conduct trade here while the new system gets set up.
I just want to say one more
sure.
thing.
Go for it.
Remember during the Great Crash, that song, Happy Days Are Here Again? That's the song we're going to play when the Federal Reserve collapses.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be, but Happy Days Are Here Again was part of the propaganda that was coming out of Hollywood, especially through Busby Berkeley's musicals, to try and convince everybody that it was all going to be okay in the end. Don't revolt, don't rebel, don't kill the bankers, don't kill the politicians. It's going to turn out really well in the end. And then, of course, they got us into World War II.
Yeah, well, I hope these guys don't get us into World War III, because, like I said,
we're already there.
We're gonna lose. If it goes hard, we're gonna lose.
Yeah, I agree. We're already in World War III.
This is the economic part of World War III has already started, yeah.
No. The United States has already invaded or regime changed or is trying to covertly overthrow more than 17 different countries on two continents. That makes it. It's a world war already. We're trying to do is stop it before it gets into open combat between the major nations and goes nuclear. That's what we're trying to do.
I hope you have a gas mask and a suit.
Well, I have a gas mask, but it was my grandfather's from World War I, and it didn't protect him from the German mustard gas, so I don't have a lot of confidence in it.
Replace those filters.
Yes, from the lowest bidder. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we got a caller waiting on the line, Troy in Virginia, and we'll take your call as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Troy in Virginia. Aloha, Troy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I was just calling to augment what the caller yesterday was talking about, where the bankers and the manager was refusing to release his own money.
Yes.
You seemed a little like that was new to you. I wanted to affirm that that has happened as early for me as 1999 in November in preparation for Y2K, not knowing what was going to happen. I went to my local bank and wanted to take out a large, sizable sum, not a huge sum, but larger than the reporting that, you know, you have to report it if you pull more than $5K out.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me the same kind of grief, and then brought the manager on, and she was asking me why I wanted to use it, what am I going to do with it, and I'm telling her it's none yet, meaning none yet business, and then she threatened me, well, you know we're going to have to report this to the IRS. I said, ma'am, do what you need to do, but give me my money. And she then continued to try to threaten and bully me, and I finally told her, I said, you have two options. You either give me my money now, or I will close my account out and take all of it out. But I got those same kind of Gestapo tactics. And this goes back to 1999.
Well, so I remember because of that whole Y2K scare, you know, the banks were very concerned that people were going to close their accounts, and they were trying to find some way to discourage that. I don't know. I guess, to be very honest, I just don't have enough money where I've ever hit these kinds of problems, where I'm not, you know, taking in huge or depositing or taking out vast amounts of money. So I never hit that problem. It did catch me by surprise. Because I can't understand why the bank thinks it has any right to know what you're doing with your own money. But again, the new model is depositors at a bank are not considered just depositors. They're considered unsecured creditors of the bank in order for the banks to transfer losses onto them by looting their savings accounts, a Cypress-style haircut, if you will.
Sure, I was just incredibly naive, and your last caller before me, I absolutely agree with him. we should not have any more than operational expenses in those institutions, period.
Well, we've been saying that for months here. You should have no more in those bank than it takes to cover your obligations and keep the rest under your own control. Because if you've got it buried in a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, they can't do anything with their computers that will make that money go away. Other than, right. Of course, they can create a ton of brand new money, which is going to destroy the purchasing power of the money you've got in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. And whatever it takes for them to take real wealth and purchasing power from you and put it in your pockets, that's what they're going to do, because the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And we're in that phase right now.
I agree.
Okay?
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Just wanted to confirm what that guy was saying.
All right. Well, boy, that's a good reason to not do business with a bank. My understanding is this is federally chartered banks only, and the state chartered banks aren't behaving quite so rudely. All right, if you've been watching TV, something they are covering quite a bit is this growing scandal involving the Internal Revenue Service and this whole dog ate my email excuse for now a total of 7 IRS officials at the heart of this scandal. And they've gone beyond the dog ate the emails to we had the dog shot. They're now basically saying the hard drive in question was destroyed. So, no, you can't recover the emails from it. Well, we all know who's got copies of all those emails. The National Security Agency. And Daryl Issa ought to go on over to the NSA and say, here is a congressional subpoena for all of these emails from these email accounts. And if Issa doesn't do it, it means he's compromised. Maybe the NSA called him up last night and played him recordings of his phone calls to Fifi's phone fantasies or something. Or if ISA asks for them and the NSA says we don't have them, then, oh boy, what a waste of money that whole system has been. Here we have the ideal circumstances where the NSA can actually perform a useful function for the American people. It doesn't seem to be happening out there at all. Now, what we're hearing in the corporate media, and again, a tip of the hat to the corporate media, because they're stepping up to the plate on this. They're saying at this point, they had the IRS commissioner testifying before Congress, not only saying, oh, the mail's gone, we're never going to get it back, and, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but it's just gone, and saying, we don't need to apologize. And, of course, the reaction has been very intense, because the IRS is always telling you, you have to keep all of your records for 7 years. But we can throw ours out whenever it's convenient. That's their attitude. And by the way, that's not true. There are laws requiring the IRS to keep their records and communications and to have backups and hard copies. The IRS is just out there saying, we're going to do what we're going to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. And the corporate media is now out there saying, basically, the IRS has lost more than those emails. They have lost their credibility. In fact, they've lost all credibility because of this nonsense story where all 7 of these people's emails were on a single hard drive that crashed and they didn't try and recover them and they just threw the drive away. That's absolute, complete, total, unbelievable nonsense. The problem is the IRS has no credibility going into this whole argument. The whole thing is a hoax and a fraud that has been played on the American people for 100 years. I want to read you a quote. Quote, I think if you were to go back and try to find and review the ratification of the 16th Amendment, which was the Internal Revenue, the income tax, I think if you went back and examined that carefully, you would find that a sufficient number of states never ratified that amendment. End quote. That's U.S. District Court Judge James C. Fox in the lawsuit Sullivan versus United States, 2003. The whole thing is a fraud. The IRS is a private collection agency working for a privately owned central bank, which holds itself above the laws of the land. We have Alan Greenspan on video saying the Federal Reserve answers to no federal government authority. It's no more federal than Federal Express. It's just a name they took to bamboozle the American people into thinking this privately owned central bank was somehow part of the government and looking out for them, and it isn't. We put up a lot of flashbacks to interviews and articles, and especially to Aaron Russo's amazing movie, America from Freedom to Fascism. If you have not seen that, you got to watch it, and you have to share it with all your friends. We ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com this morning. Should the IRS and the Fed be shut down? 98% said yes. 2% said no. The usual government intelligence spooks monitoring the website. Over in Berlin, there are major protests demanding the Federal Reserve be shut down. It's now seen as just as evil and predatory as the IMF. The whole world is waking up and realizing that this model of private central banking is the core of all the economic hardship and suffering and wars that we have suffered for hundreds of years. We're going to take a phone call here. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you very much for taking my call. I got a kind of a weird question here, but is it Israel or is it the Vatican? Or is it the Jesuit Order of the Vatican? Or is it the City of London? Or just the Zionists that are pulling the strings for our government here in this country and ordering them around?
Well, it's a combination of all of them. I mean, the Washington, D.C. is this giant malarial swamp of politicians who are there to basically sell out their power and control to the highest bidder. And they all have a lot of strings on them, and there are different players at the end of different strings doing a tug of war back and forth. Overwhelmingly, Wall Street has the lion's share of control over Washington, D.C. because of this accumulated debt. And Wall Street will come in and say, well, we'll erase this part of the debt if you'll do this for us, or we'll be able to write off that part of the debt if you'll do that for us, because that debt is what gives them control.
Okay, well, I appreciate that answer. I didn't, you know, I'm trying to figure this out, because I know Mayor Rothschild was the one that basically during the Napoleonic War, he basically bought up London for pennies on the dollar. And didn't he quote, give me control of a country's currency and I care not who makes the law?
Yes.
So, well, hey, man, you have yourself a great weekend. Thank you very much for answering that call.
All right, you got it. No, the money power, when money gets too concentrated, it literally becomes a cancer on society. And when this nation was founded, one of the most revolutionary things they did was to abandon currency borrowed at interest from a private bank. And they went with a public currency that was handled as a public utility. And the bankers have been at war with it up until 100 years ago when they finally won. And we were sold back into the slavery of the private central bankers. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to talk a little bit about this scandal that is still going on. It's not getting a lot of coverage now. IRS has overshadowed it. NSA is overshadowing it. Bundy Ranch is overshadowing it. But it's still going on. And it's the Veterans Affairs Hospitals, where our returning wounded veterans who put on that uniform, kept their promises, went out and fought these wars of conquest for Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. When they come home wounded, they're basically being abandoned and left to die so the government doesn't have to spend any more money on them, caring for them for the rest of their lives. And the administrators who were managing these hidden waiting lists were all getting these huge bonuses. And the VA is saying, oh, we don't have enough money. But there's a very interesting article that came out of Washington Times asking about the VA's priorities, because at the same time they're simply neglecting our wounded veterans, they're spending huge amounts of money on green projects. We're going green because of human-caused global warming. And apparently Calverton National Cemetery spent $742,000 on solar panels. Fort Rosecrans National Cemetery spent $787,000 on solar panels. The Riverside National Cemetery spent $1.3 million on its solar system. I don't think any of the people in there really use a lot of electricity. But basically this article goes into the Office of Green Management Programs, which is spending huge amounts of money on solar panels and windmills and all of this stuff, most of which really never pencils out. But they're doing it to be in compliance with the green agenda instead of spending the money on those kids who went out and were crippled in these wars for the bankers. And it betrays an absolutely cynical, cold attitude by the people who profit from these wars, towards those who make the sacrifices. And the more I see that, I get so angry. We have serving military in my family. We know a lot of military here on Hawaii because we have the highest per capita density of military bases of any state in the Union. We just had this wonderful family just move away. They got reassigned. You know, there's a really nice Marine officer and his family. And these are good people. These are people you'd want to hang out with. And when they get wounded in these wars of conquest, and that's what they are, none of these wars had a legitimate justification from the point of view of we're defending the United States from attack. And when they get wounded, they get put into this VA system that seems designed and incentivized to just sort of put them on hold in the hope that they'll die and stop being a financial burden, because that cuts into the profits that come out of these wars. Anyway, here's another story that just struck me as something's gone horribly wrong with the idea of justice in the United States of America. And the story centers on this sailor. Now, this is in the New York Daily News. There's a sailor, Matthew Hindus. He is a sailor on a United States submarine somewhere out here in the Pacific Ocean. Now, 4 years ago, when he divorced his wife, he was given permanent custody of his child from his ex-wife. Well, now the ex-wife, while this Matthew is out here in the Pacific Ocean, has gone to court with a new petition saying she wants custody back. And the judge has ordered Matthew Hindus to appear before the court in a Michigan courtroom to explain why he should be allowed to keep his child. Well, he's on a submarine in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. He cannot possibly any way make the court date. And now the judge is saying, well, you know, we're going to have to issue a bench warrant for his arrest. Now, the judge is a woman who apparently has very strong feminist sympathies. But there is a phrase in the legal process called extenuating circumstances that should come into play here. Reminds me of a story from my own family. In World War I, the draft board issued a draft notification for my grandfather, Walter Smith. He's the one who used to get drunk with Richard Nixon. And when Walter failed to appear at the draft board, they sent out the police to arrest him as a draft dodger. And my family, being your basic New Englanders, they led these officers a merry chase all across the New England countryside, insisting they'd seen Walt only yesterday in some town 20 miles that way. And they're getting a big laugh out of that, because the truth was Walter Smith was already in Europe with the rather hastily formed Yankee Division, where he lost a lung to German mustard gas, and he was eventually awarded the Croix de Guerre, which was a very high French military decoration. And yes, mistakes get made, but this judge ought to understand that she's asking for the impossible and clearly intends to penalize him by taking away his kid when he fails to appear. And hopefully, if we can put a lot of attention on that, we'll convince this judge that maybe she's being just a little tiny bit unreasonable. And it all comes back to this point I've made before. Whether you agree with the wars or not, and I certainly do not, we as a country, we owe something to those kids who went out there and fought the wars, right or wrong, because they were lied to just as much as we were. And they got wounded and injured, and they need care. And we have to make sure they get it. And we have this big government agency, the VA, that is getting huge amounts of our tax money to hand out bonuses and buy windmills and solar panels, and they're not doing the job. And this seems to be an epidemic among the federal government here. Securities and Exchange Commission gets huge amount of U.S. tax dollars. They were looking the other way when Bernie Madoff was cheating his investors out of $65 billion. Minerals Management Service gets a huge amount of taxpayer money. They were looking the other way when the blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico was 4 years overdue for its required maintenance. We have all these government agencies that are out there to make it look like the federal government's taking care of this country, but they really aren't. They're just scenery on the stage of government cares about you. But if you look at the deteriorating condition of our infrastructure, you will see that's simply not happening. We're in a wartime economy. Every single bit of wealth is going to push this war agenda. They don't want to admit it. They still don't want to admit we're actually in World War III until they can come up with a really big bang where we'll all say, yes, it's World War III, and we will gladly go off. All righty, interesting little story. This is reported in The Guardian. Apparently the House of Representatives made a move to ban the NSA's backdoor search authority. And there was a vote in the House of Representatives, 293 to 121, to stop the NSA from performing warrantless searches of data collected under the Foreign Surveillance Program. Because, first of all, the Foreign Intelligence Service Act has jurisdiction only outside the United States, not inside. But this is just for show. Because the NSA has been operating outside the law and the Constitution all along, and there is no reason to presume they will comply with this latest piece of paper from the U.S. Congress. This is just political theater to try and convince you, the American people, the spying has stopped, so that you won't go to the extra trouble of creating new systems of encryption and data protection to protect your business secrets from being looted by government spies and given to political cronies, which happened up at the Seattle APEC. They're trying to convince you, it's okay, we promise we're not peeking at you anymore. You don't need to take any extra precautions. Really, would we lie to you? We're the U.S. government. When has the U.S. government not lied? They don't dare tell the truth, even once, because they're afraid we might learn to tell the difference. Latest revelation from Edward Snowden. The NSA has arrangements, agreements with 33 countries now to allow the interception of data on fiber optic cables here. And it reminded me about a year and a half, 2 years ago, there was this whole flurry of broken undersea data cables over in the Mediterranean and around the Persian Gulf area. And I'm wondering if the NSA, using Navy submarines, was installing taps on cables and they botched the job, broke the cable. And that's where those outages came from. Anyway, we're going to take a break for our top of the hour segment, and we will be right back. We'll